Hey, this is Lacey with SmartCast, and thank you for joining us on today's episode. I'm joined today with Mary Margaret, and we're going to be discussing some things that we talk about at some of the conferences that we attend, but just a little bit of background about myself and kind of how I got into the aesthetics world at all is my mom started this business over 25 years ago. She was a single mom, and she owned Smart Skin Day Spa at the time, and it was in Cobb Heights, which is a suburb of Birmingham, Alabama. It was 650 square feet. It was two treatment rooms. It had one bathroom and a very small lobby area. She also had to take the towels home every single day to wash the towels, and she was pretty much seeing clients by herself all day, back to back. So for about 10 years, she did that in the Cobb Heights building, and then slowly added some additional employees. And then I came in during that time sometimes because I was in high school, so I would come in and answer the phones or do spray tanning for people, which I absolutely hated because, as you know, spray tanning is super messy and like get up in your nose and you'd be like blowing out spray tan for days. So I'm so thankful that we don't still offer that service today. However, those were definitely humble beginnings, and I can remember like trying to learn about the different services and just rehearsing the services and their indications, the things that they were good for and who they were good for, over and over and over again in my head until I was able to perfect it. So even today, sometimes people listen to the way that I explain our services and they're like, oh my gosh, I've never heard this described the way that you describe it. And that's just repetition. I've been saying it for 15 years now. So it was a lot of fun being in that location. They used to call it the diamond in the rough. But so by the time I came to work at Smart Skin full time, my mom asked me if I wanted to come and work for her. I had a 2-year-old daughter at the time, and honestly, I didn't really want to go into this industry. As a single mom, my mom was unable to attend any of my activities as a child. So she didn't really get to come to a lot of my football games or field trips or anything like that. And so when I was in high school, people would ask me, what do I want to do? And I was like, literally anything but medical aesthetics. I didn't know what my family life was going to be like. Honestly, I didn't think I would have kids, but here I am with 3 children now, which is great because I'll be able to pass this legacy on to them. My oldest daughter, Bailey, is 16, and she actually just started her apprenticeship under me, and she works with us now part-time too, so it kind of reminds me of whenever I was in high school helping my mom out. But when she asked me to come to work for her, my initial reaction was no, and there was a lot of confliction within me as to whether or not this is what I wanted to do. I had a very promising career at the local Cajun restaurant, so, I mean, obviously my life was set. All jokes aside with that, I did learn a lot in the restaurant industry and things that I definitely can contribute to my success in what we're doing today. I learned a lot about teamwork. I learned a lot about customer service. I learned a lot about hard work. I had to be there an hour before shift that I didn't get paid for. I had to do a lot of things after work that I didn't get paid for, but we had to do it so that we could have the job and we could make tip money throughout the day. So a lot of those things I brought with me into this industry. So I really do love to even hire people with some sort of either retail or restaurant background. But when I did decide to come on board with my mom, I laid a lot of ground rules and I was like, listen, like, here's the deal. If I come to work with you, I really want to make sure that I am able to be at all of these things with my children. I wanted to be at Bailey's field trips, and I wanted to go to her open houses, and I wanted to go to any sporting events that she was in. And so she promised me that we would make that happen and that we would keep my family a priority, and she's definitely kept her word. And if I can't go to something, then she will go in my place. So that was definitely like step one of me joining the business. Shortly after I joined Smart Skin, we were given the opportunity to move into a new location in Crestline. So Crestline is a very high-end area in Birmingham, Alabama, where we're from. We just didn't know how we were going to pay for it because I think we had like $5,000 in the bank at that point. So one of our local aesthetic reps, Tom, who we still do business with today, came in, like, it's just a miracle that it happened this way, like divine intervention or something. But he came in, he had a new device, and he was like, look, I've got this new technology. It's radio frequency. You guys can name it whatever you want to. Test it out on some of your clients, see how it works. If you love it, you can make payments towards it. But in the meantime, just like sell the packages, give me your feedback. Well, within a couple of months, we were able to raise enough money with this new technology that we paid for every bit of the construction costs for our new location in Crestline. Even though, like, we didn't even know how this was going to be possible, but because of Tom, it was. So when we moved to the Crestline location, it was half of the original building. So it was 1,800 square feet altogether. Well, we started out in half of that and somehow managed to create 5 treatment rooms out of that, a small kitchenette. It had a laundry room, which was game changer for us. So we didn't have to take the laundry home anymore. And a small waiting area. So because we were very limited on our funds and we had, you know, to do construction on everything, we all got our paintbrushes out and we painted the whole building inside by ourselves. We did a lot of the construction ourselves. So definitely humble beginnings in respects to that location. We did all the landscaping on our own. We had to get super creative with our space planning, which I feel like my mom definitely excels at. She has an eye for design. She loves to decorate. So she can take something like our Cahaba Heights location that everybody called the diamond in the rough, like looking at it from the outside, it appeared to be one thing. But once you walked in, it was something completely different and unique and special. And she definitely transpired that into our Crestline location too. So once we finished all the construction and we got going, we had all of our clients on a membership, or we had it all on packages at that point. So we would sell packages, and then whenever they were gone for Christmas or the holidays or summer or whatever, it would get really, really stagnant. There was no business coming in. Anybody that we had hired at that point, we were asking them to take on positions at other places so that we could pay the bills and still keep going. Also, my mom kept up with our clients on index cards. So I have a paper phobia still to this day. Like, I don't even take like business cards or flyers from my reps. I'm like, no, you like take this with you. I don't want it. Like, send me an email or put your contact information in my phone. Like, I hate paper. So my first order of business when we got settled into Crestline was to figure out a system that we could keep up with all of these clients and their information and their packages. So I did, after a lot of research, I found a company that's based out of Canada called MDWare. It was SpaWare when we first started with them. And then as we grew, we transferred up to their MDWare because it had an EMR platform and things like that as we started adding in more medical grade services that those were required for. So transferring all of the clients into this database, now we were able to be able to have all of their information online instead of on index cards. And then my next order of business, because I was spending so much time having to manually call clients and confirm their appointment for the next day, I was like, there's got to be a better way. So I found a company that was actually made specifically for dental offices, but it was going to work for us and it was going to be able to integrate into our MDWare. And so that's when text message reminders became a thing with us. It was two-way text too. So it wasn't just a text reminder and then that was that. This actually would allow them to text us back in the event that they needed to cancel an appointment, reschedule an appointment, or had a question about their service. And so once we were able to implement that in, it saved so much time and effort, and it made our company so much more efficient so that we could spend that time with our clients that were there to receive services. And I think that made a really big difference in our business model because we were doing that ahead of our time. So that was very helpful. And then because we were kind of struggling in the Crestline area with clients that had vacation homes and they were going to the lake and they were going to the beach and they were going to all these different places. And so with our other staff members being asked to pick up shifts at other places, we had to figure out a way that we could get some more cash flow. So One night, my mom had a dream that she felt as though she was crowned with this idea of memberships. And she was like, we've got to create some sort of membership loyalty program so that these clients can pay monthly and receive services. And that way they can come in, we have money coming in every single month of the year. And if they can't make it in, then that's fine. We'll let that roll over. And so that's when our membership program was born. And we got together with our regions, our bank partners to set this up. And this was right before Christmas. So after Christmas, we decided that we were going to launch this plan. And it went over really, really well, better than expected. And so I would say this was about 14 years ago that we launched this. Now all you hear about are membership programs. Every medical device partner that you have, every single rep that you have is pushing memberships, and with good reason, because this is definitely what took our business to the next level. We started out with a $50 a month membership and a $70 a month membership, and that was it. It was based on our Ultimate Trio at the time, which is our signature facial. We still offer that service today. We've definitely upgraded our devices since then, and so it is at a higher price point. Our starting membership now is $95 for one Ultrasound Elite, which is our signature facial. They can choose from many other options now besides just that. So it's $95 for one, $140 for two, or $225 for four. So instead of just paying to be a member and then you get discounts on things, what you pay for is what you're actually going to receive. And then as a member, you also get discounts on deluxe services. And even though my accountant doesn't love it, we do allow for credit to roll over. And then they can take that credit and apply it towards a deluxe service. Or they can take their monthly and apply it towards a deluxe service and pay the difference as well. But what usually ends up happening is somebody gets busy for 2 or 3 months, can't make it in, and instead of them getting frustrated that they've lost out on all this money and canceling their membership and feeling taken advantage of, they get really excited. So it just changes that mindset with the clients that they feel like they have a medical savings account. So then typically they'll take that service or that credit that they have, apply it towards, say, an M-Sculpt Neo or something else like that, that we actually have better profit margins on anyways, and we can have it done in less time frame. So we're actually making more money that way, and it's good for everybody. At the end of the day, we just want to really service our clients and help them to have the best experience, and we want to make sure that they feel valued, and we want to make sure that they're doing treatments that are going to benefit their skin versus saying, hey, you have 3 months of treatments, now you got to cram in 3 basic facial services. Well, that's not really what's in the best interest of the client. So we just want to make sure that we're treating them the way that we want to be treated. Another thing that we do is, even though we have a 24-hour cancellation notice, we're pretty lenient on that. We know life happens, and unless it becomes like something that is recurring constantly, we're not going to penalize them in any way. We're just going to reschedule them to come in another time. And quite frankly, a lot of times our staff are grateful for the break. Now, I'm not saying that like that should happen all the time, but we do try to be very lenient with our clients in that respect. I think that because of our customer service and the way that we handle our clients, and we truly try to make them feel as they're part of our family and treat them the way that we would want to be treated, it's definitely gone a long way. I can remember when we were shut down for COVID for 2 months, I came up to the spa every single day with my kids and helped them do their homework. And I answered phone calls and I answered text messages and I did curbside service. And I did everything that I could to make sure that our client base knew that we were here and we'd be back when things came back open again. And I wanted them to know that we weren't just being dismissive of them and their money that was still coming through. And they knew that they could use that credit when they came back. So I can't tell you how many text messages and phone calls that I got from clients that were so supportive of us during that time, wanted to buy specials online. They were buying M-Sculpt Classic packages through our website during that time just to help support us. And that was so powerful and meaningful to me that I just couldn't believe that our clients cared so much about us that they were willing to go out of their way to check on me after everything that they were going through in their lives. For them to take that time to check on us was just so special. And so we just really want to make sure that we are always going out of our way to make sure that they understand how much they mean to us and that we wouldn't be where we are today without them. So that's really the driving power behind everything that we do. Since we've grown too, we have moved now recently into a 3,500 square foot building. Thankfully, with the help of some close friends of mine, we were able to make that happen. We've had a couple of other locations since then, and now we've kind of merged all of those locations into one really big location. And then now we've recently, in the past year, extended on to a training center across the street so that we could capture some additional parking and have a really beautiful training space for our staff. Continued education and training for our staff is so important, and making sure that we are good to our staff members because they're so valuable to us, and we couldn't do what we do every single day without them. And it's so important that they feel empowered with their education and their knowledge of the services and the treatments that they're offering, that we really want to make sure that we are going the extra mile to create spaces that they can come to and they can feel comfortable and that they can have the opportunity to learn and grow in their career. So many people have the mindset that they don't want to pour into their staff because what if they leave? And a good friend of mine once said, and I just mentioned this at the conference that I spoke at last weekend too, was that what if you don't put that time and money and effort into educating your staff and they stay? So I feel like no matter what, even if they don't stay with us, we let them leave as better people. And at the end of the day, that's what really matters. And, you know, we just do the best that we can to create the best environment and the best opportunities for both our clients and our staff. And if this isn't the right fit, then we bless them wherever they go. We want them to be wherever it is that they need to be. And if it's not here, then that's fine too. So as we've grown and we've done all of our continued education and we have continue to pour into our clients and into our staffs, as the medical laws have changed and as everything in this industry has evolved, we're prepared for it. And so I think that that's so important because, you know, we need to make sure that we're not just doing the bare minimum, but we're doing over and above what's expected of us, because we have to always continue to grow and evolve and pivot when we need to. And sometimes things work and they work well until they don't. And so you have to be able to pivot and you have to be able to grow through those growing pains, and you have to always be prepared to make changes when you have to. So now as I'm speaking at conferences and I'm leading a team and we're building a business, I would say that the most rewarding part of all of that for me is being able to mentor people. I've really enjoyed being able to pour into their lives and help them to gain that confidence that they all tell me that they have. I just received a text message last night from one of my new team members telling me how excited she is to be a part of this team and that it's always been her dream to work for Smart Skin and that she's just so grateful for the other team members who have poured into her and taken the time out of their schedules to help her grow and to teach her and to help her be a better version of herself, and that she just is so excited to come to work every day. And that's the dream. That's the goal for anybody. Like, we spend so much time at work with our peers here, and you should enjoy what you do. You should love what you do. It shouldn't feel like a job. It should feel like something you get to do and not because you have to do it to survive. And so that's what we've really cultivated here. We've created a unique culture in that we're not always going to get along, but at the end of the day, we love each other and we'll always look out for each other and we always want each other to be successful in life. And so with that, I would also say that just make sure that you don't take all of the knowledge that you learn and hold it with them, that you share that knowledge with other people, because if you can't share the knowledge that you have and you can't help other people grow, then what right do you have to even have it to begin with? Why should anybody help you if you aren't willing to go and help others too? And I think that that's the whole purpose of life in general, is to grow and build relationships with people. And so I think that that's been my greatest journey in this life.